Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hello and welcome to New Life Live. This is Alice Benton, and Becky is sitting in for Steve today, and we have Mr. Mark Cameron with us as well. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you guys.
Would you introduce yourself to the audience and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I was on a couple of weeks ago, and I am a marriage and family therapist working with Milan Jurkovic at Relationship 180.
Well, it is such a pleasure to have you back on again with us. And folks, we're glad to be with you. We can't wait to take your calls today and to serve you. And we're going to go to a call right here at the first part of the show. We're going to talk with Stephanie, calling us from Seattle, Washington. Stephanie, welcome to New Life Live. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's a really difficult situation, and I just I don't really have a question other than I'd love some wisdom and some encouragement. I need to make a really difficult phone call tomorrow. My daughter is getting married this summer, and I have a close friend whose child wants to bring their girlfriend to the wedding, but they are not a minor, and the girlfriend is a minor, and I don't think it's not legal, number one. And I want to do this in a loving way. I want to keep relationships, and I'm willing to do it because the parents are not willing to say no to this child, so I need some help.
So to clarify, someone wants to attend the wedding, your daughter's wedding, who is dating a minor.
Yes.
You're worried about both the legality and the morality of that relationship, and your intention is to have a phone call with them to say what?
To say, I'm really sorry, I love you, but I can't allow you to bring your girlfriend to the wedding.
And tell us about your relationship with this person and your fears of having that conversation.
She's like a niece to me. Her mom, we've been friends for over 30 years, and we've raised our kids together. And so just the whole, it's poking a lot of my old wounds. This person is decided that they're he, just disappointing people, being a people pleaser, and making that whole family angry with me. And then also I was abused too, and so just the whole she's not she's older and not, and then the person's a minor. So I know it's a lot of my own wounds, but I'm willing to do it because I want to do what's right, but I also want to protect. I actually even basically this girlfriend. I feel like nobody's saying no, speaking the truth.
Stephanie, I hear so much awareness, even in just in your description of the problem. We're coming towards a break, so we will come back on the other side to help you. During the break, I want you to think about any support you have in your life, whether the father of your daughter, your partner, anybody that's able to come around you and give you support as you face this tough phone call. So hold on, and we will be right back. And you folks can call us here at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-229-3000. We've got some lines open. We would love to take your call. We're here to help. We're here to serve. Look forward to receiving your call.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. It's Becky Brown. I know it's a shock to hear me after Alice did such a great job with the opening. I'm so glad to see both you and Mark. And you are currently talking with Stephanie, right?
Stephanie, yes.
Yeah, so why don't you guys go ahead and continue with that now that we're all connected?
Okay, Stephanie, I just had a couple of questions for you. You said that this person is a minor and they're being brought by someone else who's not a minor. How much older is this other person?
So the person is 19 and the minor is 17.
Okay, so there's just a couple of years difference between them. You said that you'd be concerned about maybe some legalities there. What's your concern if they both come together? What would your concern be that might be?
Well, I do know that there is no statute of limitations here in Washington State, and so I just, that somehow everybody's turning a blind eye to the fact that, this is non-minor with a minor, and just don't want that part of it. But I took a really strong stand with my own children. My daughter was 16 and dating a 19-year-old, and lovingly, I know we didn't have much control. We didn't want to shove her into his arms, but just encouraging them to stay friends. Well, my husband's very supportive and was a part of that. Our son, now 20-year-old, was dating a minor, 17, and we kind of talked him through that, also asking him to turn that into a friendship and not a dating relationship. So, and I think it's poking at my wounds too, that people turned a blind eye to me and didn't help me when I was being abused. So there's all of that.
And Stephanie, I just want to question something. You think that it is illegal for this 19-year-old to date the 17-year-old? Is that right?
No, I know for sure that there's more going on than just dating.
So that if there is a sexual side to the relationship, that's the part you're worried is illegal. And if you allow them to come to the wedding, you're concerned you'll be enabling that part of the relationship.
Well, yes. Yeah.
And I'd ask you to think about any support you have with your desire not to have these two come together as a couple to the wedding. And does anyone share your opinion, your spouse perhaps, and we're wondering your daughter's opinion about this?
I don't want to share it with my daughter because it would throw her into so much anxiety. So I'm not sharing it with my daughter. My husband's very supportive. I've asked for praying. I got my parents praying, my Bible study praying, my work colleagues are praying. I guess the whole thing too is I feel like this person is using my daughter's wedding as an opportunity to come out, and with this having this person show up in their relationship.
Stephanie, you said that you were going to be making the phone call. Who are you going to be making the phone call to? Is it going to be to your daughter, or is it going to be to this person who you don't want to be bringing the minor to the wedding?
This person.
Mm. And what would your daughter think if you make that call? Because I'm assuming this is one of your daughter's friends who she wants to invite to the wedding.
They're not very close. Yeah, sure, she's invited. She has the older sister as one of her bridesmaids. I think my daughter would have a hard time with it, too. It's so convoluted. Mm-hmm. My brother was my abuser, and he's not invited to the wedding either. Mm-hmm. And my daughter's the one who actually has said that she doesn't want her uncle there, so...
I'm questioning, Stephanie, leaving your daughter out of this conversation, although I understand you're trying to protect her from anxiety. But I'm wondering if this is your choice to make, your call to make, when it is your daughter's wedding.
Okay.
Now, I understand your protective stance, but it does sound like you have already been open about your beliefs, what you support and what you don't support. And my gut says that this is a decision to leave to your daughter. Certainly share your opinion and share your desire, but I believe she and her future husband should be the ones to make the decision. What's your reaction to that?
Okay. Well, I can hear that, and I can and go with that. I haven't had the chance to say, to share my beliefs with this person.
So, you know, I think, Stephanie, the challenge is always to try and balance the wishes of your daughter. Obviously, she made the invitation list, right? And this is somehow connected to one of her bridesmaids. But I agree with you, Alice. I think there has to be a bigger conversation, and those can be tough. But it will get you some clarity. And I don't even think that this is a place where you have to make your wishes known to this guest, but just a bigger conversation with your daughter. I think that'll be the best thing.
Okay. She's inviting this person on my recommendation. So.
Oh, well, there you go, Stephanie. That makes a big difference.
Family.
So, so you might need to kind of make that a different invitation. I'm going to send you a copy of the Life Recovery Bible. And I think that could help you with some of the process. But it's hard. Weddings are always just a challenge where people come together.
Becky, I just want to add a final thought that when, Stephanie, we have a concern about a relationship and you feel the urge to express truth and to take a stand and to wanting to do so with grace and wondering how, it tends to be best if it can be separated from the holiday, the event, the big occasion. And if it's done with a building of relationship, an investment in relationship with this person who's like a niece to you, that would go farther than taking an independent stand against them in this wedding event in particular.
Good idea. Good idea. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, Stephanie. We'll be praying for that situation. We're going to go to Kate, who's calling us from Allentown, Pennsylvania, listens on WBYN. I'm glad you called. Kate, how can we help you today? Kate, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Hello? Were you putting us on mute, Kate?
I was. I was on mute before because I didn't want to... Yeah, because you were talking to Stephanie, so sorry about
that. That's okay.
I forgot to unmute me.
We are glad you're here, Kate. So how can we help you today?
I have a question. I emailed New Life Ministries, and Jeff called back and said you should call in and ask. I asked them, have you ever heard of strength-based harm reduction? I'm in recovery from what I believe is sugar addiction, and my counselor says you're not addicted to sugar. I think you should try this strength-based harm reduction. And I've never heard of it before. I've never heard you guys talk about it. I did look up online and read about it a little, but I wondered what your opinions were on it.
Okay, well, let's hear from Alice and Mark.
Kate, would you first explain your understanding of it and why you believe you're addicted to sugar?
Well, I'm like an alcoholic. I'm 57. I've probably been doing this maybe since I was 10. Like, if we have any kind of sweet in the house, I just keep eating. I mean, like, I don't just have one. I have a lot. or when I was younger, I used to steal money from my dad, and I would walk about two blocks away and go and get two or three packs of, like, small cakes and stuff and just eat them. So I think, I feel like I have binge eating disorder, too, so that's why I feel like I'm addicted to sugar.
And what would you say is one of the strongest emotions that is most uncomfortable for you to feel? You probably cope with sugar. It helps you to feel better when you eat sweets. What might that really uncomfortable emotion be?
I'll tell you what it is. It's anxiety, but I have different levels of anxiety. I'm on medication for that. And the anxiety I feel when I want sugar is nothing. It is like a 3 compared to other anxiety I've had, and I've been able to push, I mean, like high anxiety, 9, 10. I used to be agoraphobic, you know, and I overcame that, and some other, I don't understand why I can push myself through high anxiety. Maybe I do know the answer to that, because I think there's more immediate consequences with that higher level anxiety versus the lower level anxiety. I think I believe my parents are high functioning alcoholics, and I didn't realize that till my 40s when I started going to AA meetings. I'm not an alcoholic, but I was told that you can get extra recovery if you go to open AA meetings. And when I started to hear all their stories, I was like, wow, what I thought was normal growing up in the house really was, you know, alcoholism. My maternal grandfather was an alcoholic, and my two uncles are alcoholics. So I think growing up in a home where, you know, I think I just would reach for sugar, and it was very soothing. You know, it was, I think you do get some dopamine hits with it. I think you do.
Well, it sounds like you've done a lot of great research on it. Kate, Mark, what would you offer to Kate?
Yeah, so I'm wondering, Kate, what was the anxiety growing up in your household? And do you remember when you first used sugar to calm that anxiety down?
I really don't. I probably was very young. My dad was very angry. I mean, he used to spank us, but he didn't, like, beat us. I will say when I was 21, he did beat me one time. But it just, yeah, I'm just trying to think. My parents provided physical needs, but they never never provided emotional needs. And I have two sisters. I'm that middle child. And I'm the only person in my whole family, aunts, uncles, cousins, is I want to talk about my feelings. And even if you don't want to talk about yours, like now I know not to around my family. Now I keep my mouth shut. But I was always, like, made to be the black sheep. Like, they never said you're the bad person, but their actions and stuff were, like, kind of pushing me away. And I realized through recovery, because I've gone to AA for, like, about 10 years, and I've gone to Eating Disorders Anonymous and OA, and I've gone to ACA, like, I'm not the bad person. I'm working on my recovery, and if they don't, that's okay. And I can find emotional adults who want to be emotionally healthy in other places and just accept my family the way they are. So probably just my dad being angry and just the anxiety that I didn't have anywhere to bring my feelings to them.
And Kate, to go back to what your therapist is recommending for you, are you considering, should you either completely eliminate processed sugar because you believe you're addicted to it versus your therapist recommending that you take this harm reduction approach, maybe eliminating certain types of sugar, taking a step-by-step approach versus a more extreme elimination?
Sort of, because I've tried to do it totally, like not doing it, and I have not had success. So my husband's in a recovery program, and I talked to him, and I said, what have I got to lose with doing this? Because obviously doing the 12-step thing has never worked for me. And I do pray about it a lot, and honestly, I have said to my husband, I don't feel right now God is, I don't think I'm lying to myself, but I don't think God is telling me don't have any sugar. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question, Kate? Are you doing any of this work in community, or is this all your own work?
Well, I do go to AA meetings, and I do know some people there. OA was not a good fit for me, neither was EDA. I was in OA for many years. I mean, I have my husband to talk to, a therapist, and, you know,
okay,
I don't know anyone on a deeper level in AA.
Okay, Well, that's probably where the deficit is right now. I would say, I don't know, Kate, or, you know, if you're just talking to your husband and maybe one or two group members, that might be a challenge. Hold on, we're going to go to a break, and we'll talk about this afterwards. But, you know, connection is such a big part of what the healing process is. And it's very hard to really work the program by yourself. I mean, it's not helpful. And so I think we'll talk about that when we get back. I also want to encourage, this is a side note, if you are interested in being happily married, maybe you join us in July in D.C. for the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop. There's still time to register, and it may be the best thing that you do for your marriage this year. And what a great way to spend a couple days in D.C. We'll be right back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. And just like Terry Mack just said, 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call. And we will take your calls for the next hour and a half. And we want to help you. We're on the phone with Kate. And I just want to wrap up real quick. Alice or Mark, do you have anything to add about the group process part of recovery?
Well, when we've been a part of groups like you have, Kate, and it hasn't yet worked sufficiently, we have to see what else to add in because we need more of the ingredients of grace. So it may be increasing the frequency. I'm sure you've heard of the 90 meetings in 90 days. Sometimes we need daily contact with our health and growth community in order to break through where we're stuck. It's always worthwhile to recheck medication, which you mentioned you take, to see if there should be an increase or a change in medication that would help you manage the anxiety, which would strengthen you to make different choices about your diet. You might also want to look for a group that is more focused on either the harm reduction with sugar or complete sugar elimination. And I know you've attempted it before, but perhaps it is time to attempt a full elimination again. Kate, I've seen both work. I've seen complete sobriety with whatever that substance of choice is, that drug of choice, sobriety, complete abstinence works if we can do it, and we might need the additional support to be able to do it. But I've also seen harm reduction work over time, especially when we remain in a structured help setting.
Very good.
And
Mark?
And just some brief thoughts here, Kate, is I wonder if working with a dietitian or a nutritionist might help too to guide you to have some different choices in there that might be sweet but may also not be as harmful for you. That might help having some of those things in your pantry.
Dates.
That's
my
a great
favorite
idea.
Is dates.
Yeah, there you go.
I only discovered them a couple of years ago, but natural sugar, not processed, delicious.
That's a great idea. We are going to send her a copy of Lose It for Life because I think there also will be some help in there because it's not just about the food. She's really doing some really great work, but I want to encourage you in that, Kate. We're going to talk to Anthony, who's calling us from Philadelphia. Listens on WFIL. Hi, Anthony. Glad you called. How can we help you today? Oh, and he hung up. So we're going to go to Lynn, who's calling us from Omaha, Nebraska, and she listens on the podcast, and you can too. It's free. Just download it wherever you get your podcast. Look for the New Life Tree. Hi, Lynn. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you. My brother and I have both created some distance and boundaries over the years with our mom due to her mental issues, basically. We've come to the point after a graduation yesterday that we are uncomfortable with her being at family gatherings anymore. And so we kind of differ on how to proceed. He kind of is just ready to just not even discuss it with her anymore and just completely cut her out of inviting her to things. I didn't know if there would be any value still for me to go to her and let her know after what happened and how bad things have gotten that I won't be including her anymore unless she gets help or because of us just knowing her view on mental, well, on counseling and such, she's very opposed to it.
Lynn, tell
us. Is there any benefit to me still giving her that ultimatum.
Tell us about her struggle with mental health and how it has manifested, especially at family events.
Well, just our entire life with her. I mean, she's been very emotionally guarded and depressed. I would assume she had probably battled with depression for years. But over the last 10 years, it's like her anxiety has just got worse and worse and worse. And if you don't do something the way that she approves, or basically you have to do things the way she wants, or she'll throw a fit. She can't handle any kind of difference of opinion or anything like that.
What's the worst part of the fits that she throws?
Well, like yesterday we were at my nephew's graduation, and I guess she was upset because my brother didn't invite someone that she thought needed to be invited. And she came there, she was rude to the graduate, it's like basically threw the car at him. She kind of like physically bumped into me. We all tried to be nice and visit with her, but she was very vocal, saying, "Why is that person here? And they didn't invite such and such." She said very loud that the food was disgusting.
She gets loud, rude, and physical.
Yeah. Yeah.
How old is your mom, Lynn?
I'm not comfortable. She's like middle 60s.
Mm-hmm. And have you tried to have a conversation about her behavior before?
I have kind of tried to bring up, as some things have gotten progressively worse over the years. She treated me and my son very badly at another get-together, and it's not open to anything. It's everyone else's fault. She's very opposed to getting to anyone who seeks counseling or seeks medication. She's always
okay.
Put that down. So I just don't know.
Lynn, hold on just a second. We're going to go to a break. You can hear the music, and we'll have some answers and some direction for you when we get back. I think you're on the right track, but family, it's a challenge, and we have to learn how to make difficult choices that other people may not like, but are a better choice for us. And so that's where we want to help you. And we'll be right back. If you want to call us, 1-800-229-3000.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. You're with Becky Brown and Alice Benton and Mark Cameron, and we're so glad that you're joining us. And we're talking to Lynn right now, who's got a family challenge with her mom, and just trying to figure out how to draw the line, how to make the boundary. And so, Mark or Alice, how would you direct her so that she can have some resolution going forward?
Yeah, I think you're on the right track, Lynn, of wanting to have a conversation, a direct conversation with your mom. And I hear you saying that she may be upset. What are you afraid that the worst thing that might happen if you directly confront your mom on this topic?
I don't know. I think she's not going to be receptive. So it's going to be probably a little nerve-wracking for me to go talk with her. So I know it's not going to be easy. I just didn't know if since she really doesn't have any desire to seek counseling or help herself, will there be any benefit? But yet I also feel like I shouldn't ignore how terrible she treated us yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think you should ignore that behavior. And sometimes there's strength in numbers. And I think you mentioned that you had a brother, and you two might get together beforehand and kind of game plan what it is that you're going to say to your mom, and really, you know, even if she redirects, what the message is going to be, and you know, really what the expectation is, even if she disagrees with you, because boundaries keep us all safe. And I think it's necessary to have a conversation when someone is disrupting, you know, events like your nephew's graduation. It's not good for anyone.
That's great. All right, Alice, no. You can
Lynn, it's so upside down that you even have to address this. This shouldn't have to happen from child to parent. And so I just feel for you that you and your brother have to try to figure out how to handle your mom's immature behavior, even if it does stem from her depression and from her anxiety. But I also agree with you saying something rather than taking the just cut her off approach. And you're considering the approach of grace. On a worldly level, it really doesn't make sense to try again. She's basically said, I don't care and I don't want help for what's going on. But grace compels us to try again. And I think about Matthew 18, where we are told to address this with love. If it doesn't work, address it with a witness with love. And if the unrepentant behavior continues, to then create space. And so to go to your mom with truth and grace, letting her know, we care about you, this doesn't work for us, so we're unable to invite you unless something changes about your willingness to look at this and consider this. She probably will not react well to it, but it is what God asks us to do.
Becky. I was going to say, I think creating space is the key here. I think you really need to be consistent, Lynn. I think you need to have a consistent approach with your mom and say something along the lines of, Mom, I really don't like when you make these comments. And if you make these comments, then I'm going to walk away, or we are not going to invite you, and follow through with that. And because your mom, she may not like what you have to say, and she may not like the boundaries, but she can learn to respect it.
And it can generate a holy pain, that loss of relationship with you or access to the events. And sometimes that loss changes the motivation of someone like your mom to get help.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thanks for calling, Lynn. We're going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. And I think it'll help you in this process of trying to understand, you know, how to draw that line. And speaking of the line, I think there is a line in the office of the president. And Larry, I hear you. How are you today?
Doing good, Becky. Thank you so much. Coming off an Every Man's Battle weekend, and it was terrific to see these men have aha moments and want to do some work. And they've just experienced that Romans 12:2 moment. They're changing the way they think, and they want to move forward. Some guys didn't want to be there, but they really didn't want to go home because they knew what they were facing. But they are on fire, and they have support with one another. It's just it was a great weekend. So that's
good
that.
To hear.
I want to remind folks we still have this matching gift going. Started at $706,420. And we're down to $593,920 as of this morning.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So you have given $112,500. We want to be able to get at that $593, but we can't do it until and unless you give. So thank you for helping us and making a gift. And we had somebody call in and say, hey, I'm Club New Life. How do I do this? Can I make my Club New Life gift a matching gift? And the answer is no. Your regular monthly support. This matching gift was dedicated to try to find new gifts and additional gifts and not just the regular monthly giving. But you can make an extra gift. Some people choose just to make an extra one-time gift. Some choose to make an extra monthly gift, make 13 instead of 12 months this year. However you do it, we would appreciate your consideration. And I want to read you a quick testimony from a radio listener. She said, I've been listening to your program for more years than I can even remember. What you all do on a daily basis is nothing short of amazing and truly a gift from God. Your words of wisdom have pulled me through many questionable moments in my life, and somehow the advice that you've given to other people over the years has spoken directly to many of the challenges I have faced. Boy, we hear that a lot, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely not a coincidence. I believe God's hand has been all over it. You've kept me focused between counseling appointments that have lined up with everything my Christian counselor has taught me over the years. Thanks for being truly someone I can count on for sound biblical advice and for helping me realize that there is hope and healing. Although it's not as large a gift as I'd like to give, I hope it helps in a small way. Well, folks, she said it's not as large as she'd like to give you. Yours can be larger than you give right now if you made a matching gift. But this is why we seek your support. We hear from people all the time what a difference this radio program means.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep it going. It takes money and your support, so thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Larry. And I'm so glad to hear the good report from Everyman's Battle. And for all of you who are going to give to the matching gift, any amount you give during this month, we are going to give you a copy of Freedom from Anger, 100 Days of Freedom from Anger. And I think it'll encourage you. And just think about how a difference you will make in the lives of so many people as you give to New Life. Thank you, Larry, for sharing that news.
Thanks, Becky.
All right. And we are going to go and talk to Carla, who's calling us from Temple, Texas, listens on KBBW. Hi, Carla. Thanks for waiting. How can we help you today?
I have a question concerning a friend, a young man in his later 20s that's an intravenous drug user. And I just wondered if you have any advice on anything I could be or should be doing to help.
Carla, tell us about the nature of your relationship with him.
Adopted son of my heart. And I've known him since he was just a young kid. And he would always show up when he had problems and just come to eat. And, you know, he just visited all these years. And then I hadn't seen him for a couple of years. And now it's been, you know, daily. But that was what was going on when he showed up this time.
Are you friends with his...
And he'll actually shoot up 4 or 5 or more times in a day. Oh. And that just makes me really concerned for him. I don't want him to OD, and I certainly don't want him to die unsaved or to leave his young children.
And what is your contact like with him now? How often do you talk, and do you see him in person?
Well... Yeah, always in person and daily since he, you know, just showed up out of the blue because he always did. He would be gone and maybe be gone 4 months, 6 months, and then pop up and be around a while and disappear again. And so just of late, you know, after not seeing him for quite some time. I see him quite regularly at the moment. And I never know what day will, you know, he's not going to show up again or, you know.
Well, I think
I
it's great.
I never knew what he was doing when he was gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's great that he has you in his life, Carla. So when he comes over, is he coming over high? And what are your conversations like when he gets there?
Yeah, we discuss everything. His family life, his children, work. We discuss everything going on in his life, problems. So we discuss pretty much everything. But and he has been shooting up 4 or 5 or more times a day in front of me. And, you know, so I don't know how much he really is doing or using. And I myself have no knowledge of what meth is, what it does to people. But I always am concerned that he could OD, and then that's
okay.
Going to be everything.
We're going to come back to you after the break, Carla, and talk more about this. It's a challenge on so many levels. It's a challenge on so many levels. You want to help somebody, yet it seems like you're frozen, even in the midst of his need. So we'll be back. Alice and Mark will have some wisdom for you. You can keep calling us, 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back. We are talking with Carla right now, but we're going to continue to take your call, so hold on, 1-800-229-3000. Alistair, Mark, how can you direct Carla to help this friend of hers?
Yeah, so Carla, how does that make you feel when this person is shooting up in front of you? Because it's a really interesting situation, because you're holding that tension of being that support for this person and wanting to be there for them, but then he's shooting up in front of you, and you have this concern that he may OD in front of you, and that's putting you in a very, very difficult situation. How does that make you feel when that's happening?
Well, our day just continues. We continue to have our discussions, and of course I don't like it, but I wish, you know, I could just say a magic word and he wasn't a drug user. But you know, sometimes I tell him things he tells me. I said, I only have two thoughts that came to my mind, and I said, one is addict and the other is liar, because he lies about everything. But that's part of his addiction. I know this.
How open do you think he may be to go into rehab?
I almost think he had been there and left, and I do know if you check yourself in, you can check yourself out. And we had talked about I think it's called methadone, and I told him, you know, I know you can even get it online if that's something that can help people, because I actually did know someone that used that, and you know, they were also a drug user, and they actually really did quit, and that was how they did it.
Okay, Carla, let's hear from Alice. We're gonna hear from Alice before we run out of time, but go ahead, Alice, and give her some information
use. I imagine you're torn between protecting your relationship with your adopted son and taking a stand against his substance use. And for someone who is this deep into addiction, you will probably have to garner the strength to take a stand that feels very risky. And it really may risk your relationship with him. So what I want you to consider, a few steps. One is to get into an Al-Anon group yourself, because taking a stand against such heavy substance use is terrifying, and the consequences of doing so are so unsettling that we really question what's right to do when I love this young man and I want to help him. So you'll need to have support around you, and Al-Anon is one of the best ways to do that. And then you'll have to decide, probably on a step-by-step process, how strong of a stance you can take against his substance use. And so it may be eventually being able to say, I'm not okay with you using in my home. That doesn't work for me to sit with you while you are using. And so I can't allow that during our visits. That doesn't work for me. I love spending time with you, and I'm happy to spend time with you going to meetings or looking into rehabs again. I know you went before. I know you care about your kids, and I want to help you do it again. But the time I spend with you has to be directed towards seeking sobriety. It doesn't work just to have great discussions, but watch you use at the same time.
That's so good, Alice. I think that's really good. You know, Carla, I think the hardest part is that first step, but it can make such a difference in that person's life. We're going to send you a copy of the Life Recovery Bible as well. I think that will help you understand a little bit more, and we hope you get into a Life Recovery group or an Al-Anon group, and we can connect you in that way. We have just a few more minutes, but I want to talk with Candace, who's calling us from New Bern, North Carolina, listens on SiriusXM. Hey, Candace, we're glad you held on. How can we help you today?
Hi, Becky. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Candace.
I'm calling because New Life has made such a difference in my life and our family's life, and I want to give a donation in honor of Alice Benton today.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And, that is why I'm calling. I called to see when she was going to be on, and said I would like to give a donation in honor of Alice. So,
well, we love that, Candace. I'm kind of curious, how has New Life made a difference in your life? We'd love to hear that.
Well, and I think about My first experience with New Life was going to Cape May, New Jersey.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, in 2004 or 5. And,
yes.
And actually, that's when I met Julie Davis and Jill Hubbard. And actually, I think I spoke to them about anger at that moment. But, you know, it's just taken me a long time. But I have, I guess I've persevered. And, Becky, you helped me. It was a Lose It for Life. I don't know if that was 2000 or 2016 or 17. And then got into a sustained healing group with Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alice took over that sustained healing group. And now my family, we meet with Alice, and just yesterday had a meeting with, we call it our old tribe. We're not meeting through New Life, but we're just making the connection. So I have been encouraged, strengthened, validated, listening to the callers today. I mean, there were nuggets of each person's story that I related to, and how you all spoke to those people, and I'm just really grateful.
We are grateful for you too, Candace. Else, you want to say anything to Candace?
Well, I have an enormous smile on my face. I'm just bursting with pride for all the work that you have put in and for the way it's benefited so many people. So I'm deeply, deeply grateful that you would support New Life in an additional way. And I'm blushing very red right now, I think. I feel it. But thank you so much for calling in and sharing so openly.
Yeah, and you know, Candace, what you're talking about, so many people have been blessed by what you have said, but that has been also their story as well. And we're so grateful for you to give back for, you know, because it'll make a difference in the lives of so many other people. And you have given witness to the fact of the power of the group and the power of connection, mm-hmm. which is what we talk about all the time. And I know that there's a lot of people that question that. You know, we talk about how powerful that is, but we are so grateful to have the opportunity to connect people. And so if you have been part of our workshops over the years, you can get into a sustained healing or sustained victory group. Or even if you want to get into life recovery, we can help you with that as well. New Life exists to help other people. And we help each other as we continue to connect through all the resources that we have. We've got workshops that are coming up. I spoke to you about the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop. And we have Every Man's Battle, June 10th in Indianapolis. We have Restore, July 15th through 17th. That's for you women who have struggled with the wounds of betrayal. And we want you to have help and support. And I said intimacy and marriage already, but you know, it's worth mentioning again. If you are married and you have not done anything to help your marriage since you said I do, this year is the year to do that. And I hope that you'll make the phone call. You can call us and register, or you can go to newlife.com. We are so glad that you're part of us, and we want you to continue to listen and to share with others. Thank you, Alice, and thank you, Mark, for joining us today. And, you know, you are making a difference, too, and I just am so glad you're here. We're going to be on for one more hour. We're going to continue to take calls. 1-800-229-3000 is the number that you can call. And, you know, if you're watching on YouTube, maybe you click that share button or subscribe button for sure and like us. And that's the way more people will get to hear about New Life. We appreciate each and every one of you, and know that God is working in your life, and we're glad to be part of that. Thanks again, Alice and Mark. And hold on, if you're on the lines, we will get to you in just a minute.
Thanks, Becky.
We're glad you're here, Mark. Look forward to more.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.